It is time for Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU, and this is where we're going to bring in an expert on civic engagement, Ann Arbor's own Mary Morgan. How are you this morning, Ms. Morgan?
I am great. How are you on this fine fall day?
You sound so cheery for a Monday morning at this time of day. How are you out
Believe
and about?
Me, it's the coffee.
Okay. Good strong coffee in South Dakota this morning, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's an hour earlier out here, so
oh, good.
Even more hardcore.
Even earlier where you're at, so I don't feel quite as bad comparatively. But what is what's the big news on the docket this week? How can we get out and about and engage ourselves with our community? What are the big topics?
Well, the third week of each month is always a very heavy meeting for a very heavy week for public meetings, and we've got tonight actually a couple of important meetings coming up that people should pay attention to, and one is the city council, of course.
Yeah, I saw Deer Call is going to be on people's minds again.
Yeah, you know, this wasn't really on my radar until the last meeting in October, when several opponents of the Deer Call actually showed up at the city council meeting in early October to protest this as it was moving forward. And I hadn't really paid attention to the city administrator's resolution, which recommended a pretty sharp increase in the number of deer culled this year. So that's coming before the council tonight.
And, yeah, and so they're talking about 250 to 350 more deer being culled through lethal measures, an expansion of sterilization efforts, and then a possible expansion with homeowners' property or property owners' permission onto private land, which was not something they'd done in the past. Those are all up for discussion at tonight's city council meeting, which starts at 6:30, I believe, correct?
The council meeting starts at 7.
Oh, 7 o'clock.
Tonight, yep. So, and that's at City Hall in downtown Ann Arbor. Yeah, and that's all reflected in a budget increase of $110,000 this year. So I think there'll be some animated discussion on that that proposal. Also tonight, the Ann Arbor Library Board meets, and thanks to their decision earlier this year to videotape their meetings, you can actually, if you're watching the city council meeting, you can go back and watch the replay of the library board meeting. They will be videotaping it. They are going to be discussing the downtown building, and I think people need to be aware that the possibility of a new downtown building is on the table again.
So if you're a fan of this great library resource in our community, probably want to get involved in this to kind of help. Are they taking public commentary on how to guide this, or are they just sharing plans at this point?
They're always taking public commentary. There are two opportunities in person, and of course you can, you know, write to them directly via email or regular mail. So yeah, I would encourage people to take to look at a column I wrote recently, which summarized some of their discussions. They're looking at financing options. They're looking at possibly creating an advocacy group. They haven't made any decisions yet, so really now is the time to start kind of weighing in with them to give them an idea of what you'd like to see, even if what you'd like to see is no changes at all. They've had some infrastructure issues and sewer backups that caused the library to be closed for a couple days earlier this year. So, you know, I think that it's going to be an ongoing issue they'll be discussing.
And it sounds like they're even talking about putting together an advocacy group, which might be, if you really want to get heavily involved, a volunteer opportunity for maybe some citizens in our community.
Yeah, I don't think that they've decided exactly what that might look like, but certainly if people are interested, now's the time to speak up.
And how are they making those available, the meetings now, just through the Ann Arbor District Library website? You can just view them after the meeting is done?
Right, they actually live stream the meeting, so you could, I imagine, you know, you could have two screens up, the city council on one and the... the library board on, you'd be just like a supercharged citizen.
A possible idea for a bar owner in Ann Arbor to have a civic engagement Monday night festival where it's nothing but live streams of city council and district library meetings being played on the big TVs behind the bar.
I
don't know that would
like
actually happen,
think...
but you know, maybe some forward-looking entrepreneur might want to grab the civic engagement community.
I like how you think, Patrick.
All right, so we've got the City Council meeting and the Ann Arbor District Library meetings tonight. We're into election season now. We just passed the voter registration deadline, so I'm registered to vote, but I can't make it on that day. What are good options for me?
Well, absentee voting, if you qualify, is a great option. Unfortunately, Michigan, like unlike some other states, does not have what's called no reason absentee ballot, absentee voting. So you have to have a reason. They're listed on this city clerk's website or on Civ City's website, AnnArborVotes.org. But there's also something you might consider if you're if you generally qualify for getting an absentee ballot. You can actually request to be on a permanent list where every election the clerk's office will automatically send you an application to vote absentee, which is a nice reminder for each election, you know, that, oh yeah, that you're ready to vote. And I think that that's a good option for a lot of people.
And not just the general election in November, but basically anyone that you would qualify for as having an active ballot in your particular district, community, wherever you might be.
Every single election. So, you know, special elections in, if there's an election in May, the primary in August. So that's just, even if you decide you can't vote absentee, it's a nice way to get a reminder.
And is that something you have to go to the city clerk's office in person to apply for that?
No, you can you can call them or email them and request to be added. So that, and again, it's not the actual ballot. It's just the application to get the ballot.
Right.
They can't send it to you until they get that application, but it's a good reminder for sure.
And our November 7th election, gosh, what is it, 3 weeks from tomorrow already? Wow.
It's crazy.
We're getting on that, but... there's some upcoming meetings about portions of it, the accessible voting device open house. What's that about?
Yeah, you know, there's going to be new voting equipment throughout Washtenaw County. So The County Clerk's Elections Elections Division is having a couple of open houses. So you can check it out.
And you can try out the new devices there?
Yeah, absolutely. The one this coming week is at the Center for Independent Living. It's going to be happening on October 20th from noon to 4, and it's a great opportunity. Staff will be there from the County Elections Division to answer questions. If you feel like you want to get more familiar with the equipment before the election, that's a great chance to do that.
And tomorrow, Ann Arbor continuing discussions about their traffic calming program, which, as you've explained, even has a guidebook. So if you'd like to learn more about that, what do we do?
You can go to the meeting tomorrow. It's at 6:30 to 8 at City Hall Basement. It's actually just a regular thing that the city does. If people want to have some traffic calming options in their neighborhood, they can go check it out and ask the city staff for what possibilities exist and how they might get some traffic calming.
Are there some protocols if I'm in Ann Arbor, if I'd like to request something in my neighborhood, or can I just show up and start asking questions?
You can just show up. You know, they're not going to take your ID at the door or anything. you can just go and see what they have to say. They also have an entire page on their website for traffic calming. That includes a link to the guidebook. So if you just go on a2gov.org and search for traffic calming, you can get more information.
And you mentioned that it's a good week. A lot of local elected officials holding coffee hours this week. So if you want to meet with a legislator one-on-one from a very local level, Ann Arbor school boards all the way up to congressmen and everything in between, give us some highlights. Where's a couple of people we might want to reach out to this week?
Yeah, you've got two school board members who are doing office or coffee hours. Jeff Gaynor is having office hours on, I believe, the 20th. I'm just looking at my little cheat sheet here. Yes. Oh, no. Sorry. It's Thursday, October 19th, 6:45 at the Songbird Cafe on Plymouth Road. And then on Saturday, school board President Christine Stead is going to have office hours at 11 o'clock on Saturday at the Westgate branch of the Ann Arbor Library.
And you've been listening to Mary Morgan from the Civ City Initiative. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Mary.
Absolutely. Thank you, Patrick.
And you can find more of this at WEMU.org. This has been Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti. And don't worry, if you forgot any of that information we just listed, you can find it all at WEMU.org.